song about mental health, and it's dedicated to those who need to be medicated. Johnny was a kid who grew up in the city. His mother was a drunk. His dad had lots of money. And when he was 18, he took a baseball bat and smashed out all the windows of his dad's Cadillac. They said that he was mental and locked him up for observations, like they usually do in cases like this, and took away his bat and gave him heavy medications. We're talking major tranquilizers at 6 and 8 and 10. You know, he used to be a slugger, but he'll never swing again, 'cause he's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. He's doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. Well, now he met a girl in there by the name of Frankie Lane. She had a thought disorder and she lived in constant pain, 'cause when she tried to speak, nothing came out right. She could really do the shuffle, so they did it every night. They shuffled in the kitchen, they shuffled in the hall, they shuffled to the telephone, they shuffled to the car, they shuffled by the nurse's desk and in the patient's lounge. They shuffled in the quiet room when no one was around, and they were doing the shuffle, the Thorazine shuffle. They were doing the shuffle, whoa, the Thorazine shuffle. Well, now they're great big brown pills, and they look like M&M's. They won't melt in your mouth, and they won't melt in your hands. They melt down in your stomach, and they end up on your mind. Is everybody ready? Oh, it's medication time. Well, now you take your right arm, and you shake it all around. And then you open up your mouth, and you drool on the ground. And then you try to speak, but you just mumble a lot. So you hold on to your head, 'cause it's the only one you got. Did you throw on the shovel? Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Thorazine shovel. Oh, isn't it too bad? It's back to reality for Johnny. It's back to mom and dad. Yeah, Johnny's on the street now, so if you see him, tell him hi. But I wouldn't be too surprised if Johnny don't reply. You see, he's got his sunglasses on, and he's doing the shuffle. Whoa, the Thorazine shuffle.
You're listening to 89.7 WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music, and friggin' more. I'm Tim. Tom's here, but there's no headphones in the other studio, so he wouldn't have any idea what I'm saying, and I wouldn't be able to talk to him. That's him back there. You just heard Modern Entertainment with Thorazine Shuffle, and now we're going to go into a little bit of Dennis Leary off the new album, even though it isn't new. It's a song called Life's Gonna Suck.
This is a special moment right now. We'd like to take this time to tell all the kids at home, send your parents out of the room. This is a kid's song.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up, it sucks pretty bad right now.
Hey, if you know the words, sing along!
You're gonna have to mow the lawn, do the dishes, make your bed. You're gonna have to go to school until you're 17.
It's gonna seem about three times as long as that.
You might have to go to war, shoot a gun, kill a nun. You might have to go to war when you get out of school.
Hey, cheer up, kids, it gets a lot worse.
You're gonna have to deal with stress, deal with stress, deal with stress. You're gonna be a giant mess when you get back from the war.
Santa Claus does not exist and there's no Easter Bunny. You'll find out when you grow up that Big Bird isn't funny.
Funny, funny.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up, it sucks pretty bad right now. You're gonna end up smoking crack on your back, face the back. You're gonna end up hooked on smack and then you're gonna die. And then you're gonna die.
Song for the kids.
Monopoly, two G.I. Joes and some Hot Wheel cars. Grandma and Pa got me an electric guitar. My cousin Billy was a geeky zit face. Santa surprised him with a Beatle bass. My neighbor Mikey, the dork, was my chum. That lucky bugger got a new set of drums.
We formed a band and called it the Collage. Dad moved the car so we could use the garage. And we were rocking.
another cup of coffee. I jump into the truck and I'm on my way to work. I stop at 2 as we're spooning ahead. I'll just one more cup of coffee. I still throw, I gotta go. I think I'm running like the one I've been to for a 2 day. Cause tonight I got a date. I ain't stopping.
Sorry, but Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm
just
running.
Sorry, but Buffalo.
Yeah, I'll see you shaking.
Sorry, but Buffalo.
Mom, that we can make it.
Sorry, but Buffalo.
Yeah, if I break it.
Sorry, but Buffalo.
Yeah, the shield I'm taping.
Sorry, but
that will take her everywhere she wants to go. I notice that my grandma and my baby brother are just alike. Lady, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening. Go on.
First, they both doze off a lot. And they both are cranky. And they both like Sesame Street. And they don't have no teeth. Grandma has teeth that sleep in a jar at night. And they can't get a job. We don't know where Grandma gets her money. I think she fools the tooth fairy every night. I seen the tooth fairy. I said I seen the tooth fairy. Lady.
You really did see the tooth fairy?
I did. I seen the tooth fairy. A very teeny little person with a very pretty little smile. And he has a teeny little motorcycle. And he left a teeny little cloud of smoke. And he left little teeny tracks in my bed. And he left me a quarter. Are you listening, lady? I bit the dentist finger once. It was an accident. The finger was too big for my mouth. You know what happened, lady? I stuck a Parcheesi dice up my nose. And it didn't come back. And Mama said, Edith, what is that strange noise when you are breathing? And I said, nothing. And then the doctor poked in my nose. And you know what he found? Lady. Lady, do you know what he found?
No. What did he find?
He found a Parcheesi dice. Wasn't that interesting? The doctor can look in your ear, and you know what he sees? A lot of noise. Get it? That was good. You're a very good cook, lady. Here, I think I will take this baggie. I want to save this piece for Buster. He don't like his dog food. Mama said, if Buster don't eat his dog food, he don't get nothing to eat. So I have to get up at night and eat it for him. Then I go to the refrigerator and I give him lima beans. He likes them best. Tell me something, lady. Do you think vegetables like you to eat them? I do not think they do. Yesterday I was sitting at the dinner table and my Brussels sprouts looked up at me. And I could see they were scared. We're not supposed to feed Buster at the table. But sometimes, accidentally, something falls off my plate right into Buster's mouth. Here, I will take this dish and put it in the sink, and I will rinse it so it will not draw ants. Yesterday, my sister Mary Jean said I was killing poor innocent ants on the drain board. But I wasn't killing them. Lady. I was just brushing them off gently. They were dying.
Approach, students. Close the circle at the feet of the master. You have come to me asking that I be your guide along the path of Tai Kwan Leap. But be warned, to learn its ways, you must learn the ways of your own soul. Let us meditate upon this wisdom now. So, who disturbs our meditation as a pebble disturbs the stillness of the pond?
Me. Ed Gruberman?
Ed Gruberman.
Yeah, no disrespect or nothing, but how long is this gonna take?
Tai Kwan Leap is not a path to a door, but a road leading forever towards the horizon.
So what, an hour or so?
No, we have not even begun upon the path. Ed Gruberman, you must learn patience.
Yeah, patience. How long will that take?
Time has no meaning. To a true student, a year is as a day.
A year? I want to beat people up right now. I've got the pajamas. Ha! Ooh, yeah. Mm.
Beat people up.
Yeah, just show me all those nifty moves so I can start trashing bozos. That's all I came here for. Pretty good,
the
eh?
The only use of Tai Kwan Leap is self-defense. Do you know who said that? Ki Lo Ni, the great teacher.
Yeah? Well, the best defense is a good offense. You know who said that? Mel, the cook on Alice.
No, Tai Kwan Leap is the wine of purity, not the vinegar of hostility. Meditate upon this truth with us. Oh.
Listen, shrimp. Now, are you going to show me some fancy moves, or am I going to start waping the walls with you?
Ed Gruberman, you failed to grasp Tai Kwan Leap. Approach me that you might see.
All right, finally some action.
Observe closely, class. Boot to the head.
Ow, you booted me in the head!
You are lucky, Ed Gruberman. Few novices experience so much of Tai Kwan Leap so soon. Now we continue.
Hey, I wasn't ready. Come and get me now, shorty, huh? Come on, are you chicken?
Boot to the head.
Ow! Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, now. Come on, try it now.
Boot to the head.
Mind if I just lie down here for a minute?
Now, class, we shall return
master,
to our... It is wrong to tip the vessel of knowledge, student.
Many apologies, master, but I feel Ed Gruberman is not wholly wrong.
What do you mean?
I want to boot some head, too.
Have you learned nothing from the lesson of Ed Gruberman?
Yes, master. I have learned two things. First, that anger is a weapon only to one's opponent.
Very good.
And secondly, get in the first shot. Boot to the head.
You missed.
Yeah, well...
You too shall be honored to
know,
learn
can,
a lesson.
You don't have to, you know.
Boot to the head.
I can be gone.
Can anyone tell us what lesson has been learned here?
Yes, master. Not a single one of us could defeat you.
You gain wisdom, child.
So we'll have to gang up on you. Get him down!
Boot to the head. And now, class, let us rejoin the mind to the body and gaze into the heart of the candle in meditation. Very good, class.
People talking in movie shows, people smoking in bed, people voting Republican, give them a boot to the head.
Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head!
Mechanics who can't fix the car, politicians who can't think, the salesman who won't leave me alone, the waiter who forgot my drink.
Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head! Boot to the head!
WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music, and more and stuff in the Frantics with Tai Kwan Leap, Boot to the Head by request. Lily Tomlin before that with Does This Chair Lean Back? Off of an old vinyl that I pulled out of the back somewhere called And That's the Truth. The Youpers before that with We're Still Rockin', The Zambonis with Lost My Teeth, and Yeah, that was it in Modern Entertainment, Thorazine Shuffle, which I did before the last break. Coming up, we got, a couple things having to do with that thing that's tomorrow. And one of them's by Bill Cosby, one of them's by Bananas at Large, and hopefully we can dig up some other ones for you. But here's Bill Cosby with a track called Football.
The theme is sports. That's what this album is all about. It has to do with guys who have played, guys who wanted to play and couldn't play and didn't play. It covers all these areas because I was all of that. I just want you women to remember one thing. You think you have something that men can do without. It's a lie. Because I will tell you this straight to your face, that a good case of Jock Rash is better than a good woman. I will tell you that now. There are times when we were out on the battlefield and we just kept ourselves from scratching because we knew when we did scratch it was going to be good. Many times I put off scratching for maybe 3-4 days because I knew that when I touched it, I said, So anytime you women get highfalutin, just think of, what is Jock Rash? He won't tell you, but it's so beautiful you can't describe it. Only Fels Napa can wipe it out. First off, is the fact that a lot of men lie. Most of them do. 90% of the men lie. If you've never seen him play anything, if he begins to tell you stories about how he scored the winning touchdown, he lies. Because ain't that many cats ever scored the winning touchdowns. Ain't that many cats ever scored touchdowns. Ain't that many cats ever made the field. First of all, you can't play but 11 people. And secondly, there are a lot of guys that's got to be on the 5th and 16th that never gets to play unless there's an absolute slaughter on either side. I know because I played on the 9th team. On the 9th team, I was the only fullback that weighed 154 pounds. I outweighed some of our linemen. On the 9th team, the only dudes on the 9th team, and you had to have 9 teams in Philadelphia because the counselors at the school said if some of these kids don't make the team, they will kill themselves and all that. So that these are the guys I played with, the guys who would kill themselves because their fathers played football before them and they had to be on the football team. So they put them on the 9th team to hold the dummies. A lot of them wore glasses. Most of them were rejects from Remedial Gym. All you had to do to get a D in Remedial Gym was just stand in front of whatever you had to do. So you just stand there in front of the parallel body as a D, go away. If you played on the 9th team, of course you held the dummies. And it was very important. It's important to the first team that you be in the right place at the right time because many of the linemen really don't know what to do if you're out of place. See, the coach, why didn't you hit him? Well, he wasn't there. The linemen get upset about that, you see. And besides, they never know the fullback's plays. When you break out of the huddle and you say, what, where was I supposed to, where am I? I don't know. All I know is I have this guy here. I played for Germantown High School, and one of the greatest moments for me was when we'd break out of the tunnel. I was always the first person out there, and I got all the cheers because I was first. I broke the paper. They had this big paper around circle. And all my boys from off my corner said, did you see Cod break that paper, man? Yay, Cod broke the paper. And I'd run and sit down on a bench and never be seen again. You know. And my boys used to root for me. Send Cod in the game. And the coach never paid any attention to him. But I was always ready, man. I was ready for any position he called out. If he wanted me to play tackle, I would play that and score a touchdown. I'm telling you. No, when you play on the 19, you ain't got nothing to lose, man. I go in and tackle, and I knew, you know, they'd give the ball, and I'd steal it from my own man and run for the TD, man. What the hell was he going to do, put me on the 10th team? So I steal the ball, make a hero out of myself. So, I'm sitting there on the bench, you got the helmet in my hand. Most of my boys off my quarter ran cross country, which takes a lot of guts to me. I mean, to run 2.5 miles to make yourself throw up. That's, you come in with fur hanging off. Girls never watched cross-country runners. I know they were never at the finish line. They couldn't take it. Oh, look at that. So, I'm sitting on the edge of the bench. Now, this is a true story, man. Everybody will tell you a story about how they scored a winning TD. You listen to this one. I'm sitting there holding my helmet, and the guys, my boys behind me, put Kyle in the game! Put Kyle in the game! Let him call the toss! Do anything! You don't have to play, just let him call the toss! Ball game's going up and down in the field, and I couldn't believe it. Coach turned around, you know, high school coach, Kyle, ball game, coach! What are you going to tell us? Cosby! And I look out, America! Look out!
Man, when he said that, all the guys on my corner stood up and said, what?
Did I call Cosby? I jumped up with the helmet in my hand. I said, okay, coach, I'm ready to go, man. Tackle, fullback, I don't care what you call. I'm going to score something out there.
Can you give me your jersey?
You give me the what? He said, give me your jersey. Hurry up, take it off. Johnson just ripped his jersey. So I took off my jersey. 13 degrees below zero. Took off my jersey. I gave it to him. I went and sat back down on the bench. My skin stuck to the metal bench. And then I started to root for my jersey. And I said, go ahead, jersey, get a TD. And my jersey scored. Then I started rooting for Johnson's pants because I was afraid that was next.
Time for the game, hey? Well, I'm a football man. Football's my life. I turn on the game and tune out the wife. I never miss a kickoff, cause I'm a big fan. Yeah, I get all my vitamins from a 12-ounce can. Sitting in my living room, just like being in the stands. I'd do anything for football. I'm a football man. Yeah! Hey, boy! I got the blue tube in front of the easy chair. There's a big dent in the sofa. The old lady sits there. I got this super duper remote control. Hey, I hotwired the whole thing, man. You ought to see this baby go. When I press B, the wife brings more beer. And the P, that's for pizza when the boys are here. Even Hank Jr. can't keep up with our parties. Well, I like to lay around and watch my beer belly grow. I like lighting the gas grill to see if the firemen show. I should be taking out the garbage or looking for a job. But I would rather watch the football and be a big slob. I'm fat, I'm lazy, I don't give a damn. I do anything for football. I'm a football man. Hey, move away from the TV. I want to see the game. But I'm a football man. Yes, I am. I'm your quarterback, couch potato. All-American, me, football man. Yeah, yes, we am. Oh,
we'll be back after this message for constipatoes.
More like nap time.
No more mugs. No more mugs.
I think I'm going to scuffle a few tickets to the toilet bowl here when those boys get up for the third quarter. Well, I was born to raise hell. I'm a football machine. If it weren't for my trick knee, I'd be on the team. I'd be a big star if they just let me in. I'd go right up the middle and show them how to win. She says I'm fat, I'm lazy, and I don't give a damn. Frankly, my dear, I'm a football man. I'm a football man. Yes, I am. I'm your quarterback, couch potato, All-American. The football man. Yes, I am. Oh, four times. Football man.
Come on, girls, let's hear it.
I'm your quarterback, couch potato, All-American.
I like that unnecessary roughness. Roof, 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 roof.
Yeah, I have a biscuit.
Hey, man, what are you really into, huh?
The elusive butterfly has just tiptoed past my door. My buddy likes the Yankees. She says, hey, Tebow, what's the score? And I say, well, Reggie got 1-1-3 and 25 is 6-2-4. Is it left wing, really? Pinko, Colonel Sanders? What a bore. You ask so many questions. What answer should I choose? Is it schizoid paranoia or just existential blues? The amenities of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental, and I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire of illusions and Thoreau. I cry out, my name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You ask so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is this Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? Existential blues. My blue suede existential blues. I was on a quest to dream the impossible. I was walking down the road. I was looking for the truth of life, and I came across all these little people all around me. They looked at me and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said, yes, I'm tall, but who are you, little wonders? They looked at me with their big red bloodshot eyes and said,
we are Lollipop Kids.
Hey, we're little wonders. I'm on a quest to dream the impossible. Walking on the road, I said, hey, kid, I'm looking for the truth of life. Where do I go? Who do I see? Slow down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard. I said, the wizard? Well, where's this wizard old wise one live? I said, you see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill? I said, yes, I see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. The big dark forest between me and the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. The little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going,
you love Toto, too.
I don't even have a little dog, Toto. Such predicaments I must forge ahead to dream the impossible. Walking on the road, I must find the truth of life. I said, but you know, kids, I can handle a big green glow in a dark house of the hill. I can handle a dark forest. I can handle a little old lady. It's a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of a road before, but kids, never quite that wide. All right, tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke. A little bit tired of walking down this old blinding yellow road, so I put my little tired body off a little rest area, and lo and behold, a little field of little red flowers out there, and it smells so good. I was getting pretty tired, and it smells so good, and I figured, well, I'll just stretch out in this little field of
puppies.
Yeah, what a strange dream, man, you know. Little flower just smell awfully good. Now I'm very tired, and the old wizard's just gonna have to wait, man, because I'm just gonna stretch out again in this little field of
Bobby!
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Dorothy.
Along came this old man in a green Eldorado too, screeched to a halt. A little short man with a big red nose, toking a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me and said, hey, son. I said, old man, don't bother me, Bobby. He said, T-Bone. I said, wait a minute. This man knows my name. He must be the wizard.
You must be the wizard. The Wizard of Oz. Why have you come to haunt me?
I said, oh, wizard of wise, when I have been on a quest
to dream the impossible.
Walking down the road with a dude,
we have a lot of fears,
A little bit, I've been through hell. He said, hey, son, slow down, relax. I said, but Wizard of Wiser, I've come so far to find the truth of life. He says, hey, son, slow down, relax. He said, to tell you the truth, son. I said, Wizard, that's what I've come to find is the truth. He says, no, son, you got me all wrong. To tell you the truth, son, how can I tell you this? I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself, and I've come to find, son, that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle. I said, Wizard. He said, no, truly, son. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. How profound is it? Some girl with psychic powers, she said, T-Bone, what's your sign? I blink and answer neon. I thought I'd blow her mind. She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's chomping on an aquarist. Was the Duchess really joining? You ask so many questions. What answers should I choose? Is this really Butte, Montana, or just accidental booze? Really Butte, Montana? Is this Plato's EBGBs? Is this goodbye paranoia? La 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 la, existence to be.
Hi from Snot Rockmore in California, Malibu that is. Wishing you were friggin' here on 89.7 WITR Henrietta. We like to pick our nose, well, and all our clothes we like the ones that are gooey and black. We don't like any booger that we pick, we just put it back. If we're sad, leave a little bit of mucilage in a globule. So next time you're somewhere, look under your chair and see if the left one for you. Like to pick our nose, wiping on our clothes like the ones that are gooey and black. We don't like any booger that we pick, well, you just put it back. No floops on. One day I was riding home on the bus, sat next to my best friend. He wiped a booger on my arm and I threw up on him. Like to pick our nose, wipe it on our clothes like the ones that are gooey and black. We don't like any booger that we pick, we just put it back. We don't like any booger that we pick, we just put it back. Happy birthday to you. We love friggin' here. And if we sing any more of this song, even though it sounds like we don't know it, they'll make you pay royalties.
She took a dollar bill from her wallet.
To you little rugrats. So if anybody wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it. Really, really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. We go to Kinko's clubhouse sometimes after school. We play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any rules. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chairs. Kinko likes to tickle us and give us funny stares. Oh gosh, I haven't had this much fun since last Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap.
Mommy, Kinko hurt me!
But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or any time.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him and help the FBI.
But Kinko had some handcuffs on, his eyes were full of tears. Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. My parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, Short Eyes, get in the car.
Goodbye, boys and girls. See you at the turn of the century, because Kinko really loves you boys and girls. Really, really.
La 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 la
La la la la, la 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 la. Slow down, you're driving too fast. Now we're gonna have to kick your ass, 'cause we've got a job to do. We're LA cops and we're making a movie. La 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 la, making a movie. La 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 la. La la la, we got no need to do, no promises to keep. We're outbeating citizens up on the street, and America's funniest home videos wants us to come and make a movie. La 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 la, make a movie. La 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 la.
named Mr. Phyllis. And but his mother wanted a girl, you know. And got her. But anyhow... in Spain. So anyhow, so Mr. Phyllis and I are very close. Like, I don't know how much you know, but like we cut off my braids. We're like sisters, really, you know, intimate. And so I just came back from working in Pittsburgh, so I decided to buy Mr. Phyllis a gift. So I decided to buy Mr. Phyllis a wig. So I wanted to get the wig wholesale. Like, you probably don't know this. Like, you see a wig in Wig City. It looks okie-dokie. But you don't know that wigs are bred on wig farms. And if you really are in, you go directly to the wig farm where all the wigs are running around. They're still alive when you pick out the one you want. And the wigs are running. And I wanted to get, a good wig. 10, 15 bucks. Oh, you know, I'll blow it. So we go over to the wig farm. And, you know, we're looking around. They take us over to the wig pen. And different wigs... The wig pen. Speak up. It's a small room. And, you know, different wigs are bred for different things. Some wigs are bred to curl, and some wigs are bred to fluff and to Marcel. And I want to get, like, a... You know, so I want to get, like, a nice wig for Mr. Phyllis, and I'm looking. And suddenly I spot really a stunning wig. A real knockout of long, blonde, silky hair. Very, you know, wild, silky, good-looking wig. And I'm right about to say, that's it, when suddenly... Something begins to lick my hand. And I look down, and it's the runt of the litter. And how can you say no to a little cross-eyed wig who's just looking up at you with love in his eyes? And a love is missing you because of the crossed eyes, you know? And it had black roots and dandruff, you know. Bald spots, like, you know, a loser wig, but you know, that's it, right, you know. And I figure, like, I'll take it home, and with love, anything can be made pretty. You know, like my mother's always saying, even attractive girls get married. And so, she says that often. But anyway, cruel lady that she is. So I take the wig home, and I went out, and I really wanted to do right by it, and I bought a book called Training You to Train Your Wig, and I was going to send her to wig obedience school, but I couldn't afford that. You know. I don't want her to become a washed wig. I just want her to... So anyhow, and I bought it wig food and wig bones. I don't think you should spoil a wig. Like, a lot of people don't feed their wigs wig food. Like, a lot of people say, like, my wig... How many times have your friend said to you, like, my wig won't touch wig food? Yeah. My wig, what Harry and I eat, the wig eats. Yeah. If it isn't chop sirloin, the wig won't touch it. From Harry's mouth to the wig. Well, I don't believe in this. If it's a wig, it should eat, like, good wig food. 59 cents a can. You know, good. But wig food. So I bought it the wig food and the little wig bones, and I would say to it things like, sex! Curl! Be a muff! Be a muff for mommy! And nothing! So I looked it up in the book, and the book said the reason the wig wasn't paying attention because it didn't have a name. Because, like, to get the most out of a wig, you gotta give it a name. So I didn't know what to name it. Like, what, you know, first, I didn't know, what do you name a wig? First of all, I didn't know if it was a boy or girl. Where do you look, you know? So finally I named it Sydney. Because, like, you can do anything with Sydney. You know? Like, in England, boys, girls, everything's named Sydney, you know? And I gave it to Mr. Phyllis, and tragedy struck. Yes, friends. Mr. Phyllis one day started to tease him, and it bit him.
I am sitting in the cafe, and the man behind the counter lifts his coffee to his lips, and he pours me
And he pours me Coca-Cola, and the woman at the window bends down, and she touches her shoe, and she thinks that I am looking at her, but I see the train. And I got there at 11 to try to buy a ticket, but the people were all queued up all around the block, and they were smelling funny because they skipped breakfast and they couldn't stand it, but their coffee wasn't cold, and they stood there and they got in.
Baggy trousers. Baggy trousers.
And the man behind the counter lifts his coffee to try and toast me. And he thinks that I am a dope-faced boy. But I've got a ticket and I'm going to sell it to him as the scalper would on the street. I got about £120 for it, and that equals $240 if you were in the United States of America, which is the politically correct way to say America.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
At this time, WITR temporarily concludes broadcasting for Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen is a weekly non-commercial rogue publication originally from RIT with an effective radiated power of 700 issues distributed Sundays to RIT, U of R, MCC, and numerous local businesses. Questions and comments may be directed to Hell's Kitchen, 472 French Road, Rochester, New York, 14618, by phone at 235-7666, or email diablo@csh.rit.edu.
You're listening to 89.7 WITR, Henrietta. I'm Tim, I'm friggin' here. Tom's here too, but he has no headphones. Bingo Handjob is what you just heard. Off of a compilation called Tom's Album, which has a whole bunch of Tom's Diner parodies and things of that nature. And this one's just called Tom's? With a question mark. That's what it's called. Before that was some old, old Joan Rivers stuff. Doesn't even sound like her, does it, Tom?
No.
Can you hear that? See, Tom knows. It doesn't sound like Joan Rivers.
I didn't recognize her.
But it was a present for Mr. Phyllis. Off of some ancient album that we had in the back. Holy Modal Rounders before that with Boobs a Lot by Request. Lester McFlap's Carnival of Vomit before that with In Lieu of Flowers Slip Some on the Tongue. Hey, guess what, Tom?
What?
I know I can't talk to you on the air, but Lester McFlap is doing a show or a bunch of shows with Henry Phillips over on the West Coast somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why don't they ever come out here?
That's what I said. And they also said they're not sure if the shows are going to be taped, so I don't know if we're going to get to hear them ever.
Tell them I'll send them a tape.
If anybody goes out there and records the show and brings it back for me, I'll play you a very special song that I've never played before. Before that was Rusty Lewis, one half of Faust and Lewis, with the LAPD song, which is a parody of, what's it called, Feeling Groovy, an old happy tune. And Ogden Etzel started off with Kinko the Clown. Oh, coming up we got some, if you want to hear anything, 475-2271, got a couple other requests I got to get in, and I'll fit yours in too. I'm here for another hour, and then Jeff will be on. Here's the Dead Air Wives.
Stay put, America, America, stay in put. Stay put, America, don't move a single foot. It's taken for the human race if we all stay right in place. So come on, America, stay put.
All over this country, more and more Americans are staying put for their own good and for the good of others.
Did you know that 99.9% of all crime, accidents, disease, misunderstanding, social disorder, prejudice, and infection happen because of motion? Just by staying put and making others stay put, we can lead happier, safer lives.
I stay put. Now my grandchildren call me more than ever.
I've been staying put, and have never been in a car accident.
I've read the statistics. I'm no dummy. I've cemented my family to the floor. You can bet we're staying put.
Let's go, America. Hurry up and stay put. For the sake of our children, for the sake of our business, for goodness sake.
Stay put, America. Don't move a single foot. It's safer for the human race if we all stay right in place. So come on, America, stay put.
Brought to you by the Stay Put Foundation, makers of quality seat cushions.
I think what my father's saying is you're like a member of the family now.
I feel that way, too. You see, whether igloo, hut, or lean-to, or a geodesic dome, there's no structure I have been to which I'd rather call my home.
When I first arrived, you were all such jerks, but now I've come to love your quirks. Maggie with her eyes so bright, Marge with hair by Frank Lloyd Wright, Lisa can philosophize, Bart's adept at spinning lies, Homer's a delightful fella, sorry about the salmonella.
That's okay.
Who needs the quickie, Marge? Now here's the tricky part. Oh, won't you rhyme with me? Who needs the quickie march?
There was a sticky march.
They made that sticky march. Let's twirl a bricky march.
The quickie march is real. Go!
Who needs the quickie march?
Not me.
Forget the quickie march. Goodbye, the quickie march. Who needs the quickie march?
Not me.
Everything really wrapped up nicely. Much quicker than usual.
I guess we learned that happiness is wherever you find it.
And we've all found happiness. Every one of us. Hey, what's that sound?
Who needs the quickie mart? I do.
Hey, he's not happy at all. He lied to us through song. I hate when people do that.
It was April the 41st, being a quadruple leap year. I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar, a real dive. But I knew the owner. He used to play for the Dolphins. I said, hi, Gil! You have to yell, he's hard of hearing. Was also down on his luck. Fact is, he was barely keeping his head below water. I gullied up to the sandbar. He poured with the usual. Rusty snail, hold a grunion, shaken, not stirred. With a peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich on the side. Heavy on the mako. I slipped him a fin. On porpoise. I was feeling good. I even dropped a sand dollar in the box for Jerry squid. For the halibut. Well, the place was crowded. We were packed in like sardines. They were all there to listen to the big band sounds of Tommy Dorsey. What soul? Tommy was rocking the place with a very popular tuna, Salmon Chanted Evening, and the stage was surrounded by screaming groupers, probably there to see the bass player. One of them was this cute little yellowtail, and she's giving me the eye. So I figure this is my chance for a little fun. You know, piece of Pisces. But she said things I just couldn't fathom. She was too deep. Seemed to be under a lot of pressure. Boy, could she drink. She drank a lot. I said, "What's your sign?" She said, "Aquarium." I said, "Great! Let's get tanked." I invited her up to my place for a little midnight bait. I said, "Come on, baby, only take a few minnows." She threw me that same old line. "Not tonight. I got a haddock." And she wasn't kidding either, because in came the biggest, meanest-looking haddock I'd ever seen come down the pike. He was covered with muscles. He came over to me and said, "Listen, shrimp, don't you come crawling around here." What a crab. This guy was steamed. I could see the anchor in his eyes. I turned to him, I said, "Abalone, you're just being shellfish." Well, I knew there was going to be trouble, and so did Gil, because he was already on the phone to the cods. The haddock hits me with a sucker punch. I catch him with a left hook. He eels over. It was a fluke, but there he was, lying on the deck, flat as a mackerel. Helpless. I said, "Forget the cods, Gil. This guy's going to need a sturgeon." Well, the yellowtail was impressed with the way I landed her boyfriend. She came over to me. She said, "Hey, big boy, you're really a game fish. What's your name?" I said, "Marlin." From then on, we had a whale of a time. I took her to dinner. I took her to dance. I bought her a bouquet of flounders. And then I went home with her. And what did I get for my trouble? A case of the clams.
Traffic lights, I like traffic lights, I like traffic lights, no matter where they've been. I like traffic lights, 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 but only when they're green. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, no matter where they've been. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, but only when they're green. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. That is what I said. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, but not when they are red. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. That is what he said. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights. He likes traffic lights, but not when they are red. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights, although my name's not Bamba. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. I like traffic lights. Oh, God.
In the not-too-distant future, next Sunday A.D., God said, "Let there be cheese."
And there was, and it was good.
Dr. Forrester's dream, way down in D13, executed. Master plan! In green lab coats with flair, a streak of white in his hair. And TV's Frank, his right-hand man.
Hey, TV's Frank!
Bad movies unfold for Mike Nelson and Joel. While they're caught in a satellite can.
Yay, can!
Needed a real head case. Shot them to...
Where?
Out of space.
Thank you!
And this is how the credits ran. Mystery Science.
Freaking neck!
I know Gypsy and Cambot. I've not seen a whole lot. They're helping the ship stay in flight. And you know my heart sank when I saw TV's Frank fade away along with Torgo the Wild.
Torgo!
Tom Servo and Crow both watch show while making quips known by their fans.
Chief McCloud!
Dr. Forrester's mad though. He's not unlike Manos. He's holding their fate in his hand like a mystery science. Theater 3000. Front row, let's go to the Mystery Science Theater Picture Show.
Bite me, it's fun.
Push the button, Frank.
We'll be right back.
poor mountaineer. They say he barely kept his family fed. Now let me tell you, one day he was shooting. Old Jed was shooting at some food. When all of a sudden, right up from the ground there, where they came a bubbling crew. Oh, that is, well, baby, you call it black gold, the Texas tea. He gonna move back to Mr. Drysdale and be a Beverly Hillbilly. Before you know it, all the kinfolk all are saying, yeah, buddy, move away from there. That little clampet got his own cement pond. That little clampet, he's a millionaire. Now everyone says California is the place that you ought to be. We got to load up this here truck now. We got to move to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools. Move on, move on, movie stars. Look at that, look at that.
WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More, Weird Al, Money for Nothing, Beverly Hillbillies, off of the UHF soundtrack, which was just on Comedy Central recently. Saw it again. Put it fresh in my memory. So I figured I'd play it. Luke Ski's Psycho Potpourri before that with a Mystery Science Theater Picture Show by request. Monty Python before that with Traffic Lights by request. Kip Adada with Wet Dream. The Simpsons off of, well, Homer and some of the Simpsons with Who Needs the Quickie Mart by request off of the Songs in the Key of Springfield album. And the Dead AOI started off with Stay Put. A lot of requests that set. Wasn't there, Tom?
Yes, there was.
Tom's here. Tom's part of the show. And we still got another half hour of playing cool music and everything. 475-2271, if you want to make a request, if you want to hear something specific, I can probably fit it in. Then Jeff will be up, and he'll play lots of cool stuff, too, so you should listen to him as well. We're going to play some Ren and Stimpy right now off of the old, I guess it's old. It's not that old, is it? 91, 92? You Idiot album, the first one. With a Don't Whiz on the Electric Fence, and then maybe we'll play some really old stuff.
When nature's calling, don't be stalling. Use your common sense before you let it flow. Find a place to go, just don't whiz on
the electric fence.
If you're gonna explode, you can use the commode in igloos, cave dwellings, or tents.
No need to explain when you got a dream.
Don't whiz on
the electric fence.
You can twizzle on the sofa.
That's why it is there.
You can hear it rain in the breakdown lane. We're waving at ladies and gents. Just don't whiz on. Don't whiz on. Don't whiz on the electric fence.
I'm just simply wild about. Folks say I'm a lucky boy. Everywhere we go, people rave about this little bundle of joy. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She smells like a rose from her head down to her toes. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. All the sailors give her a chase, 'cause they love her naval face. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She's like my Nellie from her head down to her elbow. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. With old men she loves to neck. She necks her rex and gets a check. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. Freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She was born in Hackensack. She made a fortune on her career. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She drinks till she gets plastered. She gets drunker than my brother. She got freckles on her, but she is nice.
Hello? I must be going. I cannot say I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. Lala!
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you find this party, I am through it.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be away.
Groucho Marx does his thing. One of the high points in every Marx Brothers movie are the songs, particularly when they are sung by Groucho. Here's a collector's item. The original, Hooray for Captain Spaulding.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding! Yes, Captain Spaulding!
Did someone call me Snora?
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
He ran into the jungle, where all the monkeys throw nuts. If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
Hey, hey!
On the subject of collector's items, here, Groucho does his thing with Chico in the famous, or infamous, viaduct routine.
Now, here is a little peninsula, and here is a viaduct leading over to the mainland.
Viaduct.
I'm all right. How are you? I say, here is a little peninsula, and here is a viaduct leading over to the mainland.
All right. Viaduct.
I'm not playing Ask Me Another. I say that's a viaduct.
All right. Viaduct. It's what that viaduct. Why no chicken?
Well, I don't know why no chicken. I'm a stranger here myself. All I know is that it's a viaduct. You try to cross over there at a chicken and you'll find out viaduct.
I know for some place I
it's,
just...
It's deep water. That's viaduct. It's deep water.
That's viaduct.
Look, Rip. Suppose you were out horseback riding and you came to that stream and you wanted to ford over. You couldn't make it. It's too deep.
Well, why do you want to ford if you got a horse?
Well, I'm sorry the matter ever came up. All I know is that it's a viaduct.
Well, look, all right. I catch on a wire horse, a wire chicken, why this, why that. I don't catch on a wire dog.
Well, I was only fooling. I was only fooling. They're going to build a tunnel there in the morning. Now, is that clear to you?
Yes, everything except the wire dog.
Well, that's fine.
and we can go ahead with this thing. Now, look. I'm going to take you down and show you our cemetery. I've got a waiting list of 50 people at that cemetery just dying to get in, but I like you.
Hey, you're my friend.
I like you, and I'm going to shove you in ahead of all of them.
I know you like
I'm going to see that you get a steady position.
That's good.
And if I can arrange it, it'll be horizontal. Now, you know how to get down there?
No, I
now, look. Now, look for a minute. You go down there, down that narrow path there, until you come to the that little jungle there, you see it? And then there's a little clearing there. A little clearing with a wire fence around it. With that, you see that wire fence there?
All right, the wire fence.
Oh, no. We're not going to go all through that again.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Live every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day, and you'll always look keen.
Back in sixth grade, I was stupid as could be. The teacher asked, when did Christopher Columbus cross the sea? She called on me, I said, I don't have a clue. And to make matters worse, I asked Christopher who. I got those in 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well, my teacher said Columbus was a hero tried and true. But now I'm hearing lots of questions that have me all confused. Like they say he discovered a world that was new. But if the Indians were here already, who discovered who? I got those in 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. He had three ships, the Nina, the Pinna, the Santa Maria. He was looking for China, would have been happy with Korea. My sister says he brought new diseases on his boat. For the Columbus Day Parade, she spilled the diphtheria flow. They say Columbus mistreated the Indians over and over. And what a week it, a three-day weekend in October. I don't know how to feel. Am I a a patriot or a slime. I went to Columbus, Ohio once and had a damn good time. I got those in 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean. He's been a hero. Is it time for a demotion? In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
I went to Africa. I went to the motherland to find my roots. 700 million black people. I looked in every phone book in Africa. I didn't find one prime. So I went to the motherland. It was so beautiful. Just seeing black people in charge of everything. I'm talking about from the wino to the president. It was black. Blue black. Original black. The kind of black where you go, black. What was funny was seeing white folks walk down the street and look for each other. And it's great to walk down the street in Africa because every black person in Africa reminded me of somebody here. They did, man. I was like, this looks like Joe Frazier. Right? And he'd be the president of the bank. If Joe Frazier could see this, he wouldn't come out of retirement. And you see winos that I knew here, I see them in, they be diplomats. Right? You go, what is a wino? Look at this. That's what he's supposed to be. And you see, the women are the most beautiful, elegant people. Like most people, in my mind, I figured Africa is a lot of jungle. You know, Tarzan. Tarzan wouldn't last a week in Africa. Or they probably just call him old crazy white man. They say, where's Tarzan?
You mean the crazy white man? Yeah, back up in the trees with the bamboos.
And you go into the jungle like in the country, man, I'm telling you, it's something to drive around and see all these animals in person. Because it ain't like at the zoo. Because you get into the jungle for real, it's the real deal. You look at a rabbit. Rabbit have a different attitude, like they know you don't belong there. Is it?
Roll the window up, dear. I ain't never seen no rabbit look at me like that.
I saw like the lioness, the women do the hunting, right? I saw the lioness, three of them hunt down a Cape buffalo. Now the Cape buffalo is the baddest on four legs. And the lioness, they be signaling each other in, and you know they can't talk. And one of the buffalo saw the lioness and tipped away from the rest of her. And went to turn back and didn't have time to y'all help.
Is that, huh?
And you know in the movies how you see the buzzards circling overhead? These drove up in a truck.
Jump down, keep the motor running. We won't be long.
UNO7 WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music, and friggin' more, Richard Pryor, Africa, off of a 12-inch single we had in the back. Tim Cavanaugh, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blues. Benny Bell before that was Shaving Cream. Groucho Marx with, it was off a Groucho CD I had, and it was called Groucho Marx Does His Thing. Had a couple different things in there. Larry Vincent before that with The Freckle Song, and Ren and Stimpy started off with Don't Whiz on the Electric Fence. Got 15 minutes left. Might be able to squeeze in a request, depending on what it is, 475-2271. Jeff's coming up after me, and I'll see you all next week, most likely. And here's Jim Kweskin and the Jug Band with a song called Borneo.
Way down on Borneo Bay, bubba bubba.
ba-bum-ba-bum. Even though you've got a corneo, you'll have still a break of corneo. Without a corneo way, ba-bum-ba-bum. Wild man stand with a full-ball corneo, tip-tip-tip on a bamboo corneo. And the bamboo baby starts to sway,
starts to sway, starts to sway.
When you see them dance to Borneo, you'll just put your jewels in Borneo, way down on Borneo Bay. Even though you've got a corneo, you'll then still a break of corneo. Way down, Borneo way, ba-bum, ba-bum. Wild man stands with a full-blown corneo, toot-toot-toot on his bamboo horneo. And the bamboo baby starts to sway,
starts to sway, starts to sway.
When you see them dance a Borneo, you'll just put your jewels in Borneo. Way down on Borneo Bay, ba-bum, ba-bum.
I've lived in apartments, I've lived in a home. I traveled in trailers when I used to roam. But now in these places you won't have me yet, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I do what I want to, no worries, no cares. If anyone bugs me, I climb little stairs. Way up to a level where astronauts rest, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. It's here timing nothing, I couldn't care less. I don't run for buses and trains are a mess. There's no one to care for, I don't make a bed, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I like how I'm living, I'm nobody's slave. My head's above water, so don't make a wave. There's no door to lock and no dog to be fed, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. So why should I move when the neighborhood's right? No taxes to pay and no landlord to fight. Now I call this city one more as I said, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. Now you keep your ulcers, your ills and what's new. You sure couldn't have them and live like I do. You think I have problems, but you do instead, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I live with two people, I like both of them. He likes both of me and I like both of him. They're my alter egos and to them I'm wed, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. There's no civil status in my neighborhood. It's that kind of thinking that keeps it so good. I don't take a lead, but I like to be led, cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. And why did I move when the neighborhood of home? Cause that's
Fred, the chicken.
the chicken queen. Meanest ugly clucker you have ever seen. He used to wash his face in Vaseline. Brush his teeth with Mr. Clean. He's really, really, really ugly. I've seen. I'm talking about Fred. I'm talking about Fred. I'm talking about Fred the chicken. Chicken, looking for drumstick, not talk finger licking. Cheek, cheek, really deep, cluck, cluck, how luck. Quack, quack, piece of that elephant on the track. Wondered if I ever must, yeah, just an ox crusty, yeah, blue or feather duster, yummy, yummy, pass the mustard. Tiny little cluckers, pecking in the barnyard, pecking in the barnyard, clucking in the backyard, clucking in the backyard, pecking in the front yard, pecking in the front yard, clucking up the boulevard. Flap your way, like a chicken queen. Flap your way, like a chicken queen. Flap your way. Like a chicken queen.
Flap your wings.
Like a chicken queen. Flap your wings. Like a chicken queen. Flap your wings. Like a chicken queen. Flap your wings. Like a chicken queen. Flap your wings. Like a chicken queen. Flap, flap, flap them wings. Like a mean old chicken queen.
At this time, WITR temporarily concludes broadcasting for Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen is a weekly non-commercial rogue publication originally from RIT with an effective radiated power of 700 issues distributed Sundays to RIT, U of R, MCC, and numerous local businesses. Questions and comments may be directed to Hell's Kitchen, 472 French Road, Rochester, New York, 14618, by phone at 235-7666 or email diablo@csh.rit.edu.
We're Doo Doo Wah from California. Our music is a little bizarre, and you can hear it right here on Friggin' Here, WITR.
89.7 in Henrietta, New York.
Read the Wall Street Journal. I ain't no PhD. The trickle-down theory and the Laffer curve are all Greek to me. I'm ignorant about inflation and the Federal Reserve Bureau. I never had a lesson in the Great Depression, but this much I know. We're all working for the Japanese, little cars and color TVs. All our money goes overseas to the Eastern Sphere. One day we're gonna lose our roots. Wear Oriental jeans and boots. Drink nothing but Kawasaki Sake on the white Mitsubishi light beer. Chrysler needs another bailout. So does General Motors. Ford perseveres with better ideas. And everybody drives Toyotas. The balance of payments ain't balanced. And I can't face tomorrow. Yankee superiority. Sayonara. We're all working for the Japanese, for little cars and color TVs. All our money goes overseas to the Eastern Sphere. One day we're gonna lose our roots, wear Oriental jeans and boots, and drink nothing but Kawasaki Sake on the wine and Mitsubishi light beer. All of my dollars, trade them in for yen, get up and go to Tokyo, start all over again. I'm gonna change my name to Yamada, marry me a geisha wife. I'll eat nutritious raw fishes and be happy for the rest of my ride. We're all working for the Japanese, little cars and color TVs. All the money goes overseas to the Eastern Sphere. One day we're gonna lose our loose, wear Oriental jeans and boots. Drink nothing but Kawasaki Sake on the wine and Mitsubishi right here. Drink nothing but Kawasaki Sake on the wine and Mitsubishi right here.
request not to. I have time for one more here. This one is a little song dedicated to the Boy Scouts of America. We seem to have a convention here tonight. The Boy Scouts of America, those noble little bastions of democracy. And the American Legion of Tomorrow. I would like to state at this time that I am not now and have never been. A member of the Boy Scouts of America. Their motto is, as you know, be prepared, and that is the name of the song.
Be prepared. That's the Boy Scouts marching song. Be prepared. As through life you march along, be prepared to hold your liquor pretty well. Don't write naughty words on walls if you can't spell. Be prepared to hide that pack of cigarettes. Don't make book if you cannot cover bets. Keep those reefers hidden where you're sure that they will not be found. And be careful not to smoke them when the Scoutmaster's around, for he only will insist that they be shared. Be prepared. Be prepared. That's the Boy Scout's solemn creed. Be prepared. And be clean in word and deed. Don't solicit for your sister. That's not nice. Unless you get a good percentage of her price. Be prepared. And be careful not to do your good deeds when there's no one watching you. If you're looking for adventure of a new and different kind, and you come across a Girl Scout who is similarly inclined, don't be nervous, don't be flustered, don't be scared. Be prepared.